Triple M, The Drive Home. It's Cliff, and back to some more music in just one tick. We're talking TV with Steve Malk today. TV Black Box, also Binge Box, the podcast as well. Steve just reminded me while we're in that song there, apparently Broadway is not going to have any shows again until probably February next year. So, you know, I mean, if you're hanging out to see Hamilton on stage, probably TV is the only place you're going to be able to see that. It's astounding, isn't it, Steve-O?
Yeah, it's just incredible the way that coronavirus has affected so many people and the longevity of it. I mean, even just if you caught Four Corners on Monday night, they were talking about, you know, how coronavirus in the airline industry in Australia has been affected. And Alan Joyce talking about the international group that look after the Association of Airlines. They were saying that they're not expecting proper international guest visitor travel to really start again until 2023.
Yeah. Scary. It's awful. Just dreadful.
Crazy.
For those people in travel and also anywhere at all in hospitality around the world. There's a mate of mine I was talking to. Apparently there are about 700 hotels in Malaysia that will never reopen.
It's ludicrous, isn't it? Just horrific, the impact that this has had.
Yeah, and the Avon Descent in Western Australia called off after decades. Mm. It's horrible. Now, listen.
I've given up on my diet. I mean, it's really affecting everyone.
Yes, I think so. Carl Reiner passed away this week. Great innings, 98 years of age. And people may not know his name directly, but it's one of those guys where you see him, it's like, oh, yeah, right, that's him. He created the Dick Van Dyke Show. The man was a comedic genius, wasn't he?
Yes, and often seen as sort of the foil to Mel Brooks.
Yep.
You know, the Carl Reiner-Mel Brooks connection, the stuff they wrote, their performances, hand in glove. And it was touching to hear reports come in the last couple of days that, you know, sad for his son and his family, Rob Reiner and you know, Carl's family, but also sad for Mel, who he and Carl shared a great bond. Mel was with him when he passed. It was just such a sad thing to hear. Do yourself a favour, friends. I jumped onto YouTube and I posted it on my Twitter page at Steve Malk. I found one of the earliest recorded performances of the 2,000-year-old man, which is Carl Reiner as a journalist interviewing Mel Brooks as a 2,000-year-old man, and it is hilarious. And it only got better. Every time they did it subsequent, it just got better and better and better. But it's atypical of their relationship on stage and off stage, just how fun they were.
Do you know what? He popped up the other night in Parks and Recreation again. I was watching it, and I saw him, and it's like, oh, there's a nice tribute. I wonder if someone has dragged that episode out because Carl Reiner has passed away. I don't know, but it was really good. You know the thing about Adele, don't you? His wife and When Harry Met Sally?
I mentioned
this morning in the studios here, and nobody was. You know, Harry Met Sally, you've got that famous scene with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan right at the table in the diner, and then a lady goes, "I'll have what she's having." That's Rob Reiner's mother, Adele.
Of course it is.
Yeah, amazing. Just, you know, one single line, and she goes into history like that. But there's so much stuff from Rob Reiner, Carl Reiner. He, of course, created the Dick Van Dyke Show. He had hands. Carol Burnett paid a special tribute to him as well. And, yeah, gone. 98. A good innings, though, isn't it?
Mate, gone too soon, but absolutely. Carl Reiner, one of the comedic giants. There will never be another.
Got to have a look-see for some stuff over the weekend. Mate, thank you for helping us with our TV viewing this week. When have you got the next podcast out?
Look, right now, the new TV Black Box podcast dropped today, so you can get that then. The latest TV Binge Box came out on Monday, so it's already there, but there's a new one coming, friends, and this week our group binge is incredible. And I don't mean it in a good way, but it is absolutely incredible. Netflix documentary called Athlete A.
Oh, my goodness.
Young women that are, you know, a part of the US gymnastics situation and the horrific treatment that they got at the hands of some of the people involved in it. It is, and I'm not talking about in the 50s and 60s. I mean, in the last 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, I'll tell you another name you're going to be hearing in the news in the next couple of days again, I think, is one of the Republicans, Jim Jordan. He's got more trouble than a pregnant nun at the moment, too. Anyway, we shall let that go for now. Always nice to talk TV with you, Steve Malk. Thank you, my friend, and you have a good weekend.
Cheers, mate. Thank you, too.
Take care. Steve's back next Wednesday here on Triple M.